Hi, my name's Ian Spencer. My call sign is Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the front panel and rear panel of the ICOM IC9700. But please be aware, like many modern transceivers, many of the functions are controlled from the menu. Also, this transceiver has a touch screen, and so many things like changing bands are done by touching the icon on the screen. So it could be very difficult to use this transceiver unless you've got a ham pod or something similar. Like many modern transceivers, the whole of the middle section of the front panel is taken up by a large display area. There are then controls and buttons to the left of this display, to the right of it, and below it. We're going to start by going to the top left-hand corner of the front panel. And if you come down just slightly diagonally to the right, the first button that you'll reach is the power button. If you then move your finger vertically down, you'll come to the transmit key. This toggles between transmit and receive, and in DD mode turns the transmit inhibit function on or off. If you come down further, you'll come to the call stroke DR function key. Push to toggle between call channel mode and VFO stroke memory modes, or hold down for 1 second to turn the DR function on or off. Then if you come down a little bit further, you'll come to the Vox stroke break-in key, which turns the Vox function and break-in function on or off. And if you come down further still, you'll come to a small socket, which is the headphone socket. And then if you come down to almost the bottom of the front panel, you'll come to the mic socket. Let's go back up again to the top left-hand corner and come down to that power button, then move down to the transmit button. Now, if you move across to the right, there are two rotary knobs. The small one is the volume control, and this is the volume control for the main band. And the outside knob is the RF gain control or squirch control, again for the main band. If you come down from this, you'll come to two small buttons, one slightly to the left, one slightly to the right. The one to the left is the preamp stroke attenuator key, which turns on and off and selects one of two receive RF preamplifiers or turns the attenuator on or off. And to the right of that is the notch key, which turns the notch function on or off. Then if you come down from that, again, there are two small buttons horizontally next to each other. The left-hand one is the noise blanker, which turns the noise blanker on or off, and to the right of that is the noise reduction button, which turns the noise reduction on or off. If you then go vertically down, you'll come again to a rotatable small knob and a larger knob. The small knob is the volume control, but for the secondary receiver, and the larger outside knob is the control for squelch and RF gain. Then if you continue down to the bottom of the front panel, you'll come to the slot, which is used for the SD card. Now, staying at the bottom of the panel, if you go to the right, you'll come to a number of horizontal buttons which are below the display. And the first one is Menu, which opens the menu screen. To the right of that is Function, which opens the function screen. To the right of that is the Miniscope key, which displays the miniscope or spectrum scope. The miniscope is displayed only when the dual watch function is off. To the right of that is the quick key, which opens the quick menu screen. And to the right of that is the exit key. This exits a setting screen or returns to the previous screen. And that's dealt with all the buttons below the display. And we're now going to concentrate on all the controls and knobs to the right of the display area. Probably easiest to find is the very large knob, which is the tuning knob, and is the main dial tuning, which changes the operating frequency. Now let's go up to the top right hand corner of the transceiver's front panel and come down at a slight angle to the left, and the first button we're going to come to near the edge of the front panel is PBT. And the PBT is the passband tuning control key, which enables passband tuning, and when it's enabled, you can use the multi knob, which we'll discuss in a moment, to adjust the passband tuning. To the left of this is the kilohertz tuning step stroke memory key, or channel key. In the VFO mode, push to enable multi to adjust the kilohertz tuning control. And we'll be coming to the multi knob in a moment, which can be used to adjust many things. Or hold down for 1 second to enable multi to select a memory channel. Information: in the memory or call channel mode, it only enables the memory channel selection. And to the left of this is the RIT. This enables the multi knob to adjust the receiver incremental tuning and turns the receiver incremental tuning function on or off. And if we go down from the RIT button, we come to the split button, which enables split frequency working. And to the right of that, the A stroke B button. This switches between VFO A and VFO B, or copies the selected VFO's frequency, mode and filter settings to the other VFO. And to the right of that is the V stroke M, which is the VFO stroke memory key, which switches between the VFO and memory mode, or copies the memory channel contents to the VFO. And then if we come down from that, we come to the M pad, which is a round button, and the M pad sequentially calls up the contents in the memo pads, or saves the displayed contents into the memo pad. And to the left of this is the tone button, the tone or receive call sign capture key. In the FM mode, this displays the tone set window. For European versions, while holding down PTT, hold down this key to send a 1750Hz tone. In the DV mode, push and display the receive history list, or hold down for 1 second to capture the latest received call sign of a station or repeater as a temporary call destination. And to the left of that is the scan button. This displays the scan select window, or starts the previously selected scan. Now, if we go up from the scan button, we come back to the split button. If we then go to the left of that, we come to the multi knob, which we talked about with one or two of the other buttons, which can be rotated to change various things, such as items in the menu, or it can be rotated to change certain parameters, depending on what have been selected by the buttons I just described. If you then come down from the multi knob, then you will come to the transmit frequency check key. In the split or duplex mode, enables you to monitor the transmit frequency while holding the key down. In simplex mode, temporarily opens the squelch and cancels the noise reduction function while holding the key down. And there's a note: in the DV digital mode, enables you to monitor signals in the FM or DV mode, depending on the digital monitor setting. And below that is a small LED called the transmit receive indicator that lights red when transmitting and lights green while receiving. And if you continue down from that little LED, then you come to the AFC auto tune. The AFC auto tune in FM or digital DV mode turns the auto frequency control function on or off. In the CW mode, it automatically tunes the operating frequency to a close by CW signal. And then if you go right down to the bottom, then you come to the speech button. The speech stroke lock key announces the operating frequency or receiving mode, or electronically locks the main dial. And that completes the description of the buttons and knobs on the front panel of the IC9700. If we now go to the back panel, if we go to the top left and come down at a 45 degree angle to the right, we will come to the antenna connector for the 144 MHz antenna. It connects to a 50 ohm PL259 coax connector. If then we go vertically down, then we will come to the Ethernet connector for the LAN, which connects to a PC network through a LAN. And then if we continue down to the bottom, then we come to the reference signal input. The reference is 10 MHz, and you can input a 10 MHz reference signal through this SMA connector. To the right of all three of these connectors is a large fan, which extends from the top to the bottom of the rear panel. And if we go to the right of the fan, and about a third of the way down, then if we continue going to the right, we will come to another connector. This is the antenna connector for 430 MHz and connects to a 50 ohm type N coax connector for the 440 MHz band. If we then come all the way down, we will come to another socket. This one is the ACC or accessory socket, which connects to devices to control an external unit or to control the transceiver. And just to the right of that, if we go from the top of that connector just to the right, then we will come to the data jack, which connects to devices to control an external unit or to control the transceiver with 2.5mm 1/10 of an inch stereo plug. And if we go to the right of that, then we will come to the USB port B-type, which is used to connect to a PC. And if we go to the right of that, then we will come to the CI-V remote control jack, which connects to a PC or other transceiver for external control using the CI-V connections and protocol. If we then go down from that one, then we'll come to the key jack, which connects to a straight key panel or an external electronic keyer with a 3.5mm 1/8 of an inch stereo plug. Staying on the bottom, where that key jack was found, if we go to the right, then we will come to the external speaker jack for the sub-receiver. And if we go up from that, we come to an identical socket, which is the external speaker jack for the main receiver, and they accept 4 to 8 ohm external speakers with the 3.5mm 1/8 of an inch mono plugs. And then if we go up and slightly to the right, then we come to the ground terminal, which connects to ground to prevent electric shocks, TVI, BCI and other problems. And if we go up from that, then we will come to the antenna connector for the 1200 MHz antenna, which connects to a 50 ohm type N coax connector for the 1.2 GHz band. And if we go up fairly near to the top of the back panel and then to the left, we'll come to a square connector. This connector is the DC power socket and accepts 13.8 volts DC through the DC power cable. And that completes the walkaround of the rear panel. And I hope that you found the walkaround of the front and rear panels useful.